Taylor, first name Frazier, last name Frazier, T-A-Y-L-O-R, 3801. Chief complaint, headache, sinus congestion, nausea, dizziness, facial pressure, swelling in the left side of the neck. Our patient is a 23-year-old young lady, works for the city of Cleveland at the front desk, period. In the paragraph, she's single. She does drink from time to time. She doesn't smoke. She has one child. Last period was 5-6-2024, period. Allergy, non-drug allergy, surgery, tubes in the ears and tonsils, medical problems, asthma, medications, non-COVID immunization, non-family history, positive for diabetes, and grandparents and uncles, mom and dad. Her healthy, allergy, non-excess. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 151 pounds, no significant change in her weight. 97%, 98.1, 18, 68, 129 over 69, heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, knee inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, sinusitis. Number two, mild lymphadenopathy noted. Number three, because of the lymphadenopathy, we looked at a carotid artery, we looked at her neck. And because, also because of dizziness, the carotid artery was patent, and there was mild lymphadenopathy, moderate to mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, Augmentin, 875 BID. Next number is take with yogurt and food. Next number is rosefenigram now. Next number is Decodron, 8 milligram now. Next number is dizziness, most likely related to her sinus infection. Next number is abdominal ultrasound, which was done because of a nausea, showed no more gallbladder, a split uterus, no more kidneys. Next number. Patient will come back in 3 days, if not any better. Next time, she tolerated the rosefin and dexamethasone well. The next number of findings discussed with patient at length. Thank you.